and then had to come cook dinner or you.
I tell you what I started doing. I started cooking dinner at night on Sunday. Because I can't spend all the daytime in that cooking.
That's the
truth. Don't get home from church till 12:30. Time I get home and going through all that, you spend all evening cleaning up.
That's right.
No, sir, I'm just not doing it. And I just made up my mind we could eat supper at night.
That's right.
When it's dark, I don't mind doing so much. And it's just, somehow or other, when I get thinking about it, Sunday's supposed to be for everybody, isn't it? Not just the men and children.
That's right.
Oh, well, it is funny. So now I get to thinking about, you know, you change your way of doing it.
That's right.
Well, let's see. I'm getting back to the questions. These questions, it's going to be sort of a stupid thing, but and these questions are, you'll think, well, what on earth they want to know that for? But what the main thing is, not only do they want to know, they want to know how you say certain words. So that's how come they're going to be some of these dumb questions. You just sound the way you always sound. Don't try to sound, you know, in a different way. And the reason I made the scrapbook with the pictures was so that it'd give you an idea of what I was talking about, because this is like a guessing game sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyhow, they're just trying to figure out. See, they go all over the country, and they're down at this part now. They want to see how people down here say certain words. Well, we speak down here more like they used to speak a long time ago than anywhere else in the country. And I hope we don't change either.
I hope so, neither.
Because, you know, it used to be where, as you said, the right thing. Nowadays, they say, however you say it's right. In other words, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't mean you'll speak not as good as somebody else, because the way you speak is the way you speak, and that is just
the way. That's correct.
In other words, as long as you can be understood,
that's
the whole thing. Okay, let's start off on this first page here. When the tape gets, when we finish with one tape, then we'll stop and we'll have us a break. Now, we'll start off with that. Now, the first question I'm just going to ask you, you say you, what country? In other words, suppose somebody says, well, that man, he's from England, so he's an Englishman. They say, well, now, that one over there, he's from the United States, he's a what? What would you call him?
From England?
Well, now, the Englishman, you say he's an Englishman.
Yeah.
So if somebody say he's from Scotland, he'd be a Scotsman.
Scotland.
And so then from the United States, he'd be a what?
From the United States.
Yeah, but would you say, if you said as American, what? How would you say that?
I say from America.
Mm-hmm. And then you say he is an
American.
That's right. Okay, and then now they're asking about, now, a man with the yellow skin, he's a Japanese American.
Japanese.
And let's see now, it's again, a person with white skin, you say he's a white American.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody that's black skin, you say he's a black American.
Black American.
And then sometimes they call him, what's another term for black American that we used to say more? Would you say Negro, or how do you say that?
Well, they say Negro.
See, the point is, what they want to know is how people say these words.
Mm-hmm.
Because that gives them some kind of idea about.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. I don't know enough about it, but the way they make these symbols and everything, say how you say certain words.
Uh-huh.
That's what I got to learn.
Uh-huh.
Now, they want to know about parts of the map. Let me get this map right over here. Talking about different parts of the country, what you call them, and I marked on this. I got my little girl to mark on it. I just opened the map, so. I was showing this to Sam, and Sam said, Lord, I don't know anything about maps. You don't have to know a thing about maps.